session to order. In terms of remarks that I would want to make from a perspective of how things are going in Canada and perhaps elsewhere, I'm surprised I'm hearing quite a bit of concern around joint ventures. There seems to be a lot more diversity in practice than I had been expecting, and most of it seems to revolve around what do you mean by other facts and circumstances. So I'd just pass that along. I'm sure you're hearing that through other channels. As you may recall, that was a rather last-minute change to the package, and I must say from my experience over the years, I'm not sure what the batting average is on last-minute changes, but they often introduce as many problems as they solve. And the other observation, I think we fully expected that the consolidation standard would be a challenge, and I think that's so, but it doesn't seem to be as problematic as in terms of diversity of interpretation. It's more of a challenge in terms of just doing it. But other than that, there's nothing else that I wanted to comment on. Charles, anything on your area of the world?
Thank you, Paul. I've got a couple of things that I wanted to bring to the attention of the council. Firstly, because the board is often criticised for not listening, I thought I'd pass on some unsolicited compliments that I've received recently with regard to the outreach process pertaining to leasing, comments both from the user and the director community, basically effectively saying that where the board has ended up on leasing is a very good example of outreach at work and listening to concerns and making some modifications as a result of listening. Secondly, last week I attended what was the 7th IFRS Regional Forum, and a number of board people were there, and I know Roger was there. It was a very successful forum. It's the 7th one since this series was first launched in Sydney in 2005, and the fact that people keep turning up and cities put their hand up to host the next one indicates that it is meeting a mark. There were nearly 200 delegates there. The topics were fairly broad and general, and very much the forum is similar to the composition of this council. So it's not dominated by technicians. You have regulators, you have users, preparers, etc. Basically, there were half a dozen major topics. One was looking at the different approaches to countries moving towards IFRS, either convergence or adoption, so a big bang approach or a more gradual approach, and people shared their experiences. There was a bit of a focus on how regional groups could actually interact with standard setters. Probably the most interesting session related to disclosure, and apropos that, in April, the International Integrated Reporting Committee launched their draft principles for integrated reporting. I think they launched it in 10 cities more or less simultaneously. And one of the messages that came out of the discussion on disclosure really resonated with the raison d'etre for integrated reporting, and that is that there's a general feeling that companies, when they are reporting, and it is a form of communication, are not actually, quote, telling the story. And again, apropos that, the Securities Commission in Australia has recently issued some guidelines for what we call our Operation and Financial Review, or the MD&A in most other countries. And whilst it doesn't have the force of a regulation, they are guidelines, and I think they would expect to see companies on a voluntary basis enhance their disclosure in that and give users of financial reports much more relevant information in terms of the underlying business model, what's creating value, and what the outlook is. In Hong Kong, we also focused on the interaction between the audit function and audit committees in particular. We had a session on valuation, and then finally on consistent application. So it was a very worthwhile forum. The fact that people keep turning up indicates that even though no one owns the forum, no one controls the agenda, it's really just a mechanism to facilitate discussion. It's likely that next year it will continue and is likely to be hosted by India. But a very good example of what can be done within a region to facilitate a better understanding and the promotion of IFRS.
Thanks, Charles. Christoph, what's happening in Europe?
Maybe only two observations. One is on integrated reporting. That is gaining ground in Germany. You see that from two different things, a number of companies that prepare and publish something that they call integrated report is going up. And secondly, the European Commission has put out a proposal to enhance disclosure requirements with regard to non-financial information. Second one, maybe a bit too early, but that's out as a proposal. So that is something, and it's the relation to us, not only that we have it on the agenda here and then, but when people talk about integrated reporting, they often talk about a comprehensive but short report. And that's when people talk about hopes that disclosure requirements in the financial statements may be reduced over time, and that's when they look at disclosure framework project and the other disclosure project that the ISB is on. The second one, only indirectly related, we're still working on the audit market reform in Europe, so it's still unclear whether we will finally have a mandatory audit firm rotation and a cap on non-audit services. That's still open, and people say that it will be solved before the end of the year. People are not hesitant to say what year.
Christoph, on the enhanced disclosure, what exactly is it pursuing?
Well, we have a mandatory management report under European regulations, and the idea is to add guidance to that on what you need to disclose with regard to non-financial information. There is a separate aspect that may be outside the management report, is reporting on diversity, but the other is reporting on relevant non-financial KPIs.
All right, thank you for that. If there's nothing else then from three of us, any comments or questions on those remarks?